Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Yes. Trevor Rush Hour Hauer filling in for Joe Beamer today. News Radio 930, WBEN 1-3. Yes, behind these hazel eyes. That was a great one. Kelly Clarkson, for sure. And in case you didn't get the hint, we are talking about guilty pleasure music. Do I have some? Maybe I do. Maybe I do that I don't actually know about. But Kelly Clarkson might be a guilty pleasure to anyone else or any other guy out there. But I'm not ashamed to say she's got some good songs. And just a quick update, though, on the crash along the 290 West. This is near exit 4 at the 990. Still more of the same. We still have a pickup truck there in the ditch. We still have a tow truck. Looks like a car maybe hit into the back of it or something that is still there on the right shoulder. But the right two lanes are still closed. The left lane is open, still moving at a snail's pace right now and seeing some heavy delays lasting just beyond Sheridan Drive. So it is still a bit of a slow go if you are driving through that area. Just checking some of the cameras, there's a lot of people standing around. A lot of maintenance and emergency vehicles blocking that right shoulder. This is just outside of the UB campus and right around our Amherst studios here. Depending on what camera I click on, I can actually see our building from there. So it is definitely a bit of a slow go there along the heading westbound. If you are heading towards the Tonawanda area or Grand Island along the 290 West, prepare to stop or move at a crawl's pace. But yeah, we're talking guilty pleasure music here and getting a lot of text here on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone said, Trev, if you don't know who Need to Breathe is, you're missing out. I've heard of them. I think they are a, are they a Christian rock band from the East Coast, something like that? I've heard of them. I couldn't name you a song though. Let's see. Someone said, "What was the intro song today at the beginning of the show?" And I was covering for Joe. I believe that was Breaking Benjamin. Diary of Jane. I think that was the first one that we played. Yeah, it takes me back to my old days playing NASCAR 07 on the PlayStation 2. I thought that was a great song. I've seen them in concert before. I went to a show in Syracuse where it was Alice in Chains, Bush, and Breaking Benjamin. That was a very, very good show. But yeah, we are talking guilty pleasure music right now. Is there a cheesy song that you know every single word to? Any song that you bump in your car by yourself, but when you pull up to your destination, you roll the window up as fast as you can? Feel free to call in 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Is there a song on maybe your Spotify playlist that when you're around other people, you hide or purposely move down in the queue when you know that there's other songs coming up? Feel free. Text in the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We've had some great conversation there. A lot of people talking about how they listen to U2. I mean, Kelly Clarkson, there's a lot of good stuff on here. Just scrolling down. Some people are ashamed that they, or not really ashamed, but they embrace the guilty pleasure factor, the fact that they listen to the Carpenters. U2, the Red Clay Strays. Anything else? Maybe Rock Me Gently by Andy Kim. Bee Gees going to that concert. So feel free to call in 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We also mentioned the death of Clive Davis, too. May he rest in peace. He was the record producer, label. I mean, pretty much built the careers of Whitney Houston, Billy Joel, Aerosmith, all of them. He unfortunately passed away yesterday at the age of 94. And yeah, a lot of great boy bands that signed through him too. So anybody that listens to that 90s stuff, maybe you grew up in the 90s and someone that you grew up in that house with was listening to the 90s grunge, and maybe the little sibling was rivaling that other sibling by listening to boy bands when they were listening to maybe the grunge stuff. So a lot of it's different, but a lot of people have their own tastes. A lot of people have their own different flavors and stuff like that. But yeah, still taking your calls as well. Yes, I don't have any guilty pleasures. I don't think so at all. I did see one just looking up online, guilty pleasure music. Somehow Creed is in here. The rock band Creed is in here is labeled as one of the top guilty pleasure bands of all time. Is it just because, like, they have a funny reputation on stage, or they have legendary songs that are sometimes used in like little funny video montages? Like, I don't know how you could sit here and tell me that Higher by Creed, the 90s rock band, the Christian rock band, is a guilty pleasure. I will say there's a lot of mixed reactions to what was their, I will call it right now, 2001. That was a dark year, very, very dark year in the USA. Obviously, the attacks in New York and Washington on September 11th, and Dale Earnhardt losing his life at the Daytona 500 that year. But the one really, really great thing that came out of 2001 was the Thanksgiving halftime performance. And if you've never seen it at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, it's Creed and their lead singer, Scott Stapp, is on like a harness system. He's flying through the air. I mean, obviously lip syncing, of course, but I mean, as most of the performers on Thanksgiving do. But that was one of the best performances of all time. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why they're labeled as a guilty pleasure. But I wear the t-shirt. I went to the show in 2024 when they came to Darien Lake. I have the t-shirt that says, "I Heart Creed." I don't know how that is considered a guilty pleasure. I really don't. But I did also find a Spotify playlist that Spotify created that has 3.3 million saves on it, 150 songs, and it's labeled guilty pleasure. Is ABBA a guilty pleasure band that people listen to? There are a lot of guys that bump ABBA. Gimme, Gimme, Gimme is a top 5 song on this playlist. Tell me how. I don't know. I don't know about that. But there are some of them on here that some people may look at and maybe roll their window up here if they ever pull up on some traffic. But I mean, there's some Celine Dion in here. They're Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. That could be one. Baby by Justin Bieber. Are there any guys out there that listen to Justin Bieber? Anybody out there that bumped Justin Bieber? I personally don't. But that's in there. Britney Spears, that might be a big one as far as guilty pleasure is concerned. I mean, I have a Britney Spears t-shirt too. Toto is in here. Who is ashamed of listening to Yacht Rock? That is an insult to Tom Bowerly, one of the biggest Yacht Rock fanatics out there. I don't know how Toto is a guilty pleasure, but Africa's a great song. One Direction is in here. Outkast is in here. Flo Rida is in here. Yeah, another Britney Spears song. I mean, we got a lot of good stuff in here. Stained is in here. See, I don't even know. Maybe my definition of guilty pleasure is different from everybody else's. maybe I just, I mean, it's just legendary music. Maybe my definition of guilty pleasure is just music that's infamous for good reasons and for bad. Someone said, "Hi, Trevor. I enjoy listening to the group Foreigner. Songs like Urgent and Waiting for a Girl Like You when I'm alone in the car." I think you could bump Foreigner when you're alone in the car for sure. There's, and not just those ones, there's a great Foreigner song that I used to belt out and sing probably when I was 10 years old on the old PlayStation 2. I Want to Know What Love Is. That's a great Foreigner song. That might be looked at as a guilty pleasure. That's a good one. Yeah, Foreigner. That is definitely a good one. But is there maybe in your playlist or something that comes on in the car, maybe you're with a group of friends or something, is there a popular song that you put on and that people criticize that you genuinely love? Like, there are some diehard Taylor Swift fans out there. There are some diehard Beatle fans out there. A lot of artists and a lot of bands with a cult following almost. And there's a lot of people that just have so much hatred towards that band, towards that song. Is there that one song that you play that other people just genuinely cannot stand? Have you ever had funny reactions when admitting a guilty pleasure artist? And the question that I've been asking for close to an hour now, what makes a song a guilty pleasure in the first place? Feel free to call in 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Yeah, I don't have any. I mean, I could bump anything. I will say that I do have a lot of playlists. And I do have a lot of, you know, I could jump from an O-Town song to an Aerosmith song to a Guns N' Roses song to a Merle Haggard song. I listen to literally everything. There are some things, you know, obviously not every artist out there. I didn't really know who the Carpenters were off the top of my head. But yeah, someone just on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board said Flo Rida, guilty pleasure. No, sir or ma'am. No guilt there. I agree that Flo Rida you can put on in the club and everybody kind of knows what those songs are. I don't know. Maybe unless you don't listen to music at all. Here's a good one right here. I think, yeah, one word somebody said on the text board, Buckcherry. That might be the legitimate one as far as guilty pleasure is concerned. Just for the, I don't even know how to describe the lyrics in some of their songs. Straight to the point, but very, very descriptive at the same time. Their music, their background music rocks. If you want to play me a Buckcherry song, I think I would honestly rather you just play the instrumental version of it and I could bang my head to it. There are some of those songs that Buckcherry sings, the old rock band, I believe the late 90s probably, where I'm just like, why are we singing about this? This is so weird. You keep it to yourself. Man. Somebody said, since it's still Pride Month, I'm cracking open some White Claws and Truly's listening to Metallica. Take that how you will. Let's see. I am almost 57 and I love Young Gravy. I don't blame you at all. Young Gravy's got some good songs. I mean, a lot of remixes he does. I think he's a modern day rapper, but yeah, that one at your age, there's a lot of college students that listen to Young Gravy. That one might legitimately be a guilty pleasure too. But I mean, you know music also. You're 57 years old here and you're listening to Young Gravy. You are expanding your horizons to the best degree possible. But yeah, there are some songs in there with some weird innuendos and some weird lyrics that maybe if I was riding with a group of friends and a Buckcherry song came on, or maybe a Young Gravy song came on, maybe I would skip it, have to admit, because it's just weird. It's weird. It's like watching one of those, if you're watching a rated R movie and one of those scenes pops up and maybe a parent or someone walks in, you just like, why does this scene have to play? Like, can we fast forward this and get to the scene where this isn't happening? Yeah, maybe. Ooh. Yeah. Somebody mentioned on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, can't believe that no one mentioned Nickelback. You're going to get me going here, texter. I'm going to say this. Nickelback in the music industry is the buffa slug of the Sabres, right? And the reason why I say that is because it is so, the hatred towards that band and the hatred towards that logo is so forced. It's the cool thing to hate on it. That is, it's the cool thing. So when someone's listening to Nickelback, why are you listening to Nickelback? Oh, it's, or someone says you lost all musical credibility if you have a Nickelback song in your play, in any of your playlists. Come on. Nickelback is phenomenal. I can probably name you multiple, I think probably five Nickelback songs that I could bump in the gym or going on a run or something. Have you ever heard, to anyone that feels like Nickelback is a guilty pleasure, has anyone ever heard Burn It to the Ground? Like that song is phenomenal. How You Remind Me. Photograph. That one maybe is a little bit overplayed, but it's still a great song and a legendary music video that did turn into an internet meme. But Photograph is a great song. I think they came to Darien Lake and almost packed the entire barn a couple summers ago. Maybe 3 years ago. I think 2023 they showed up. I think in the music industry, Nickelback is that one band that's cool to hate on. Yeah, it's just, that's the cool thing to do. Vanilla Ice, yeah, that one might be. I mean, I think Vanilla Ice might be just a one-hit wonder over anything else. And, you know, talking about a song that wasn't even originally his. The lyrics were, the background music certainly was not. Yeah, I don't know about that one. The song OPP by Naughty by Nature is my jam song. There's another song by Naughty by Nature that's great that they used to play at some of the sporting events, and I can't think of the name right now, but that is a great one. Is it called Hip Hop Hooray? I think that's by Naughty by Nature. That one might be even better. Culture Club is my jam in private. Oh, so we're talking like, okay, so Culture Club, we're talking like Karma Chameleon here. I know my music, guys. Don't worry about me. I know my music, but I think 1981, Boy George, that's who it was from Culture Club. I got to admit, maybe if I was listening to Karma Chameleon, I think I would lower the windows and blast it for anyone that was those listening that just happened to be listening. Let's go to the phones here. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We're talking guilty pleasure, music, bands, songs, artists, anything. Let's go to John in Lancaster right here. John, what you got on deck for us?
Well, I was going to say kind of the definition of that because it's such an old term. Looking for an alpha male, you know, listen to Slipknot and stuff like that.
Sure.
But if I liked a song that, you know, a girl liked, that would be a guilty pleasure. Or if I don't know how you want to describe it, but more beta male or more effeminate. And if I liked a song like that, you're guilty if you get caught listening to it.
Oh,
you know
okay.
What I mean? Like if you're listening to Queen or if you're listening to, like back in the day, you hit the dance floor because Madonna came on.
Sure.
Everybody's like, you're listening to Madonna? It's like, well, I want to dance out there with the girls. So, you know what I mean? You got busted because you're listening to something that wasn't your genre or nobody thought it would be. But that's like, even Bowerly used to make mention of that. Like, he likes ABBA and that's his guilty pleasure because it's not like it's not generally guy music.
Sure.
But
I mean, I got like John. If you have a playlist and you're listening to Slipknot, and then maybe it goes into a Slayer song. Oh, Katy Perry. Up, oh, gotta go skip that one. And then like I don't know, maybe a Nickelback song comes on or something.
Yeah, I roasted my son for that because he got a new girlfriend, and all of a sudden there was a Katy Perry CD in my CD player, and it was like that was like from The Interview, the movie with James Franco, where they were listening to Katy Perry.
Yeah, Firework?
And, Firework.
Listening to Firework with Kim Jong-un, I believe it was.
Yeah, and I totally got it.
Movie.
My son made a comment. He goes, yeah, so it's my girlfriend's. And I'm like, it's okay if you listen to that with your girlfriend, but that's kind of what that guilty pleasure is. Like, he didn't mind it because he was okay with it because of that factor. But he wouldn't listen to it alone, he claims, but I might have to catch him.
Right on. I was going to say, you know, he probably listened to it at least once by himself, John. Like,
well, I played through the half of the CD while I was driving, but don't tell him that.
I mean, she does have some decent ones, but it really depends. It's very limited, in my opinion. I mean, for some songs that you can turn on in the club. I feel like it's also just songs that you can look back on, and maybe they, like, remind you of your childhood or something like that, too, and you're just listening it for that reason. But I could totally see where you're coming from, where that can be labeled as a guilty pleasure for sure.
Right, and that's what, like, you got caught jamming to it, and somebody looks over at you at the stoplight, and they're like, is he playing Prince?
You see, in that case, I'd probably turn it up and be like, you know the song? and just kind of wear it on my sleeve.
But that was more of a thing back in the 80s and 90s where you got roasted for wearing a certain outfit or anything, but things are ubiquitous now, and so is music. So, I mean, there really isn't that guilty pleasure thing anymore. If you're a boomer, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the generation that you grew up in or where you came from. John, thank you so much for the call, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Real quick, before we get to the bottom of the hour news here, we got Todd in East Aurora. Todd, what do you think about guilty pleasure, or what is yours by any chance?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Really quick, actually. I don't think there's such a thing as guilty pleasure. Coolness is liking what you like, irrespective of what other people think about it. So if people don't like what you like, too bad. Prince rocks, man. Come on.
Everybody's got their own tastes and flavors and stuff.
I got two suggestion songs for you that people will laugh hysterically at.
Oh, I'm ready.
The first one is by Leonard Nimoy. Yes, that Leonard Nimoy. And it's called Bilbo Baggins. The second one is by Boney M., and it's called Rasputin. Those songs.
Oh, I've heard that one. The rah rah.
Those songs. Yep, rah rah Rasputin.
Yes.
I will crank those songs no matter where I am. Seriously, it's like, dude, just be comfortable in your own skin, and you got nothing to be guilty about. Like what you like.
Todd, thank you so much for the call. You like what you like. Everybody's got their own taste, their own different flavors, and I totally can agree with what he says. The rah rah Rasputin song. That's one that if I knew how to do the worm, I would do it every single time I heard that song. Great, phenomenal stuff. We will continue this topic when we come back from the bottom of the hour news break with Tom Puckett, Trevor Rush Hour Howard filling in for Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.